9 minutes past seven. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Last night we received very sad news, the passing of Uncle Yusuf Siddat, known as Tara Siddat. He was very well known as a community worker, having served African Muslims Agency and thereafter SANZEF. My one memory of him that will always stay with me is how he always met you with that cheerful smile. You know, no matter where he met you, even if you were just passing each other in a parking lot, for example, or outside a masjid, he would always, you know, greet with a warm smile and a lot of, you know, happiness and a kind of cheerful countenance. Those are the kind of people that when you just meet them, you sense their energy and you sense their positivity and you sense it has a rub-off effect. It can actually lift up your spirits. Now, joining us on the line, we have Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, who we understand was writing a biography of Uncle Yusuf Siddat. Hafiz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, is that correct? You were actually asked, or how did it come about that you were writing about his life story?
Yes, it's quite a coincidence, you know, the fact that I'm talking about Uncle Yusuf Tara Siddat this morning is an immense privilege, given that, you know, there's a vast gap in years between me and him. There's a vast gap in experience, and I cannot even count myself amongst his contemporaries or having worked with him. But it obviously started off from a media engagement with him where, while I was at CIA, I had the opportunity of doing a full-length interview with him on his life. And I think he kept that at the back of his mind. And there was a trigger out in 2016 when the late Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer, passed away. And I called on Uncle Tara once again to speak about Muhammad Ali, because incidentally, he was a key player in the hosting of Muhammad Ali in South Africa in the early 90s. And again, that took him back to the interview that we did, and he had this massive kind of burden on his chest to say that he's got a life full of experiences, and particularly he wants to share his story and his life lessons with the youth. And it started off with kind of informal engagements where, you know, just in free time, would sit with him. And you know, no intention of even, or no, I had no plan for taking this book forward, but we would just record different episodes in his life. And over the years, it became more formalized. And alhamdulillah, I think by the early months of this year, we were able to complete the manuscript for that.
Unfortunately, he won't be able to see the published version, but it was his life, really, that's the legacy, isn't it?
Absolutely, Marana. And I think, you know, the foremost part of his life is what you've just mentioned, and, you know, that's something that's universal, that man would light you up, and he always was a master in interpersonal contact, how he'd greet you with that exuberance, with that smile, you know, crack a joke, say something in a person's mother tongue, and that was able to break the ice with people young and old. And that's the universality of this man, that young or old, different backgrounds, rich or poor, everybody can speak about him in the same way. But I think the other benefit, inshallah, if, you know, this kind of biography of his life will come out, is to show the depth of his community involvement. And I just quoted Muhammad Ali. There's one example of perhaps a story we didn't know about him. But, for example, you know, he was critical in aid missions in those early years of the 90s with African Muslims Agency to Somalia. And, you know, while South Africa was still in transition, he was at the Waterkloof Air Base. And, you know, he always joked that I went to the Waterkloof Air Base well before the Guptas, and I did it legitimately. You know, he was on Hercules planes that went to Somalia. He was on the you know, Navy ships that went out to Kenya as well. And then, you know, other projects like the Refugee Forum, you know, policing forums, etc. throughout the years, prison boards. He really was wherever you want to know when it came to community involvement, and capturing his life is capturing such an important part of community history that we might not be aware of.
Apart from the humanitarian aspect, what are the other significant qualities, moments, achievements in his life that people are generally not aware of?
I think one that I can highlight this morning, for instance, is those early years. He was a person who grew up in Overton, which was a mixed suburb, industrial area, and many people have fond memories of those types of areas: Germiston, Overton, Denver, etc. And how he grew up on the street, and how from a very young age he was a person who always broke barriers and was able to interact with people of other races when other parents or other people in society frowned upon that. And then I think a very important part of his life, in the shaping of his life, was the soccer field. And people from that era would remember fondly how he participated in the then FITAS League. He later moved to FITAS. He was part of the founder and a player for a soccer team called Overton Hearts, and with the likes of Abdul Bamji, very important in the FITAS Soccer League at that stage, and a good figure on and off the field. But as his life progressed, becoming a salesman, businessman, etc., there's a critical moment that he'd love to highlight, and that was perhaps the turning point in this book, when he was in Rietfontein, a farm, and he lived quite close to Mufti Suleiman and Ahmed Pandor, and they introduced him at that stage to Hazrat Mufti Mahmoud al-Hassan Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi. And, he always cites the example of Umar radiallahu anhu, and says that this resonated with his life. Prior to that point in time, he was a netty dresser, he was, decked out, he was streetwise, etc. And this is a moment that just melted him down and changed some of the habits in his life. And he took bay'ah at that particular moment. And, from that time onwards, his life really changed, his outlook on life really changed. And perhaps that's worthwhile remembering as we remember his life at this stage.
Indeed, Abu Sab, shukran so much for your time this morning.
Barakallahu.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Radio Islam International's Hafiz Ibrahim Musa talking to us about the late Uncle Yusuf Tara Sidat. Hafiz Ibrahim Musa earlier this year just completed writing a book on the life of Uncle Yusuf. Unfortunately, he passed away before the book could get published.